we have got the coolest guest in the studio with us. Writer, playwright, performer, songwriter, award winner, Sophie Jones. Welcome to the studio.
Hello. Thanks for having me. Amazing to be here.
Sophie Jones. And it's not Jones like Jones. It's a quirky spelling. And there's a story behind that, isn't there?
Ooh, I didn't know you were going to ask me about that. I had a lot of heroes whose names were Joan. Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
Joan Armour Trading. Joan Baez.
Yes.
Joan Rivers.
So you were just like, I too shall be a Joan.
Yes. Well, it's so many of them. It's a plural.
Yeah. So you are all of the Jones in one. What brings you to Gauteng?
I am here for the next 2 weeks doing my one-woman show called Il at Theatre on the Square.
Last night was opening night.
Mm, it
and
was.
And I asked Sophie how it went, and she said, there were more people than I was expecting.
There was. They were full, and they were laughing and everything.
That's so great. So for you to bring a show that has kind of garnered you so many accolades to Gauteng, and you are kind of surprised still that it's full when you know that this show has done so well internationally as well.
It's true. It's true. I guess Joburg's a new market. Hi, Joburg and Pretoria and everything in between.
We welcome you with open arms, Sophie. You also performed at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and that's major.
Yeah, it was amazing. I think every theatre person dreams to go. It's like the Olympics of theatre and comedy. It's the biggest fringe festival in the whole world. It was always a dream. And then last year, I mean, the show gained a bit of momentum with when I launched it at the National Arts Festival in 2022. And I applied to one of the big four. They're like four main producing houses at the Fringe. And I applied for the Pleasance, and I got in, and I went. It was amazing. There were 3,890 shows in one city for a whole month. So you can just imagine, like, every kind of play, every kind of wacky, weird clown show to the worst Shakespeare I have ever seen.
I imagine it must be one of those things as well. If someone says, oh, I'm taking my one person show to the Fringe, and everyone's like, ugh, good luck to you. But yours is actually good.
I have to say the buzz phrase at the Fringe was, hi, please come to my one-woman show.
Yeah,
and that was me.
You still have to do that, whether it's Makanda or whether it's Edinburgh or whatever. You still have to hype yourself and hand out the pamphlets.
Pamphlets. Oh, my word. That's a whole nother skill.
So tell me, Ill is about, have I got this right?
Yes.
Ill is about your relationship with your mum and Mauritius.
Yes.
Does that sum it up?
In a sentence, yes.
Put it together for us better.
In a paragraph?
Yes, please. Yes. Can I have the longer version, please?
So I guess I'm a second generation Mauritian. My mother grew up in South Africa, but my grandparents were Mauritian. They wanted to leave Mauritius in sort of the 60s because it was conservative and racist. So they moved to South Africa.
Ah, choices.
By mistake. They didn't mean to, but they ended up here.
Yeah.
and then here I am, kind of trying to write about it in a funny and heartwarming way.
Is that hard to kind of go into your own personal stuff that maybe you would want to keep a little bit guarded and then make it into a piece that everyone now can see and have an opinion of and engage with on their own terms?
It's a very interesting process. I think sometimes it's hard. The writing was definitely a challenging process to sort of go there. and then to put it out there is such a strange experience because on the one hand, you know, people come to you afterwards with tears in their eyes and they say, like, you put words to what I couldn't put words to, which is exactly why I went into theatre. I saw plays like that at the National Arts Festival in Makanda growing up and I was like, this is how we change the world by moving people. But then on the other hand, you like overhear via that someone at their Mother's Day picnic was discussing if Sophie's relationship with her mother is really like that or if she was just making it up. And it's strange, but funny.
Yeah, you're sort of bearing your childhood to strangers on stage. And doing a one-person thing, I imagine it must take a hell of a lot of bravery.
Yeah.
It's just you up there.
It's true. It's true. And if you've not... Well, there was that one time that I had a blank. But there's no parachute.
And who knows, though, because you wrote the script, so...
Well, the deafening silence knows.
Sophie, I studied drama as well and did a little bit of theatre. Nothing on the scale of going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Not yet.
But... I am very much still a big supporter of the arts. And when I post anything, last week my husband and I went to watch Amadeus with Alan Committee and Mark Alderkin.
I saw it.
It was excellent. But whenever I post anything, I always say hashtag support the arts. And I saw something that you said, that it's not support the arts, it's let the arts support you. And I just love that. What do you mean?
I'm so glad you brought that up. It's probably what I feel most strongly about is... The hashtag support the arts and the notion and the phrase is like everywhere. Theatre organisations say it, theatres say it, and I always it makes me feel like it's a charity. And it's like the arts are here for the audiences, and we're all the much better for it. Whether it's a story that takes us on like a journey and unearths the grit and complications and messed up of the human condition, like Amadeus, or the worst Shakespeare in the world, or something heartwarming and hopeful. I always think that if you walk out of a theatre feeling better than you walked in, you've been given a wonderful gift.
Yeah,
and it's like 150 rand a ticket. That's 100 times cheaper than therapy.
I love your theatre maths. It's great.
Sophie's hanging out with us until 5 o'clock this afternoon. We'll give you some details of where you can go and see Ill for yourself. She's on for the next 2 weeks in Johannesburg.